This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
Did you hear what Rosie Brick said?
I don't want to be Jake Tapper.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Derrick Henry and the Purple Birds. That's right. Oh, no.
Oh, no. What happened?
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome, welcome to ENN on this Thursday, March 25th, 2021. We'll start off by saying good evening to Michael.
I don't care anymore. My neck hurts.
Good evening to Don.
Marco's a goon.
Good evening to Michael.
Drop madness.
Good evening to Don.
Jogger was skating by 2.
And good evening to myself. Soft salami's very strong.
What a day.
It's been a day. It's been something. It's definitely been something.
What a day.
A lot of things have happened. That's all I can say.
I don't think that passer knew that you did Rangers games.
No, he had no idea. And I don't think he respects it as a sport either. That, I got that feel. Like, why well, did you did hockey. That's great, but, you know, baseball. But that's fine. Everybody's got their opinion. And I
don't think
him.
First of all, he doesn't have a bad bone in his body.
No. That's why he didn't come out and say that. No, but listen, he I don't think he's a hockey fan.
I don't.
Scouts were gone before he was even born, I think.
Well, guys, let's start off with the NBA. The Knicks are no longer in the Austin Rivers business. Guys, remember like in the preseason when the very brief preseason when Austin Rivers was like talking about this team and it seemed like he was going to be a leader and he was playing?
Very chatty.
Yeah, I really thought this was going to be a thing. The Austin Rivers Knicks situation. However, there was a 3-team trade that lands Terrence Ferguson in New York.
Former first-round draft pick. 22nd, I think, in the draft by Oklahoma City.
So, George Hill goes to Philly.
Not a bad pickup.
Rivers goes to OKC.
Oh, he doesn't. His father, I thought he went to Philly, so his father didn't even want him.
And the Knicks get Ferguson. And Brzidkis is also off to the Sixers.
He can shoot a little bit.
So nothing terribly exciting happening today when it comes to New York basketball teams. But no. That wasn't sort of the purpose here, right? This was to potentially maybe free up a little bit of room for later.
Well, they got rid of a roster spot, so that gives them a roster spot to spend their money if somebody gets released. And I keep hearing that they are still very much in on Andre Drummond because they have $15 million remaining. So if Andre Drummond is bought out, then the Knicks could sign him for $15 million and give him a 3-year contract for $45
million. Well, there you go.
By the way, so the Knicks also, for sending Brzdakis to the Sixers, will also get back Vincent Poirier and a 2021 second rounder. So a whole lot of what's the word again, Michael?
Flotsam and Jetsam.
Flotsam and Jetsam.
Oh,
but
no,
basically amounts to a roster spot.
Fournier could play.
Well, hopefully it's a nice piece there.
I thought the Knicks might try to make a run at Fournier. He can shoot.
Well, now they'll get their chance.
Well, didn't Fournier?
Not Fournier. They got Vincent Poirier.
Oh, I thought you were saying Fournier.
No. We'll
Fournier
get to that.
To the Celtics. I'm
sorry. There's a lot of A's right now. I understand. It's very French. It's complicated. We're going to get
an analysis from Sidney Poitier coming up next on this.
Don, you don't even mention Sidney Poitier, okay?
Yeah, leave that man alone.
You remember what happened last time. It was in a word.
Don, did you tweet a rest in peace to Sidney Poitier?
Yeah, 92. He passed away.
That's his birthday today.
No. Didn't. Oh, turns 92. Dear God.
I was very genuine.
No, you cared.
When you say dear God, you're very genuine.
The Celtics get Evan Fournier.
Who I like.
Yes. They shipped out Daniel Tice. Fournier's averaging 19.7 points, 3.7 assists. So
yeah, we see now Tice is T-H-E-I-S-S. It's Tice.
Correct.
Why is it Thibodeau? Shouldn't it be Thibodeau? These are things that rattle around
we
in my
still,
brain.
And we still run. Wait.
After, by the way, I actually contacted the Schnur and said, if you're going to do promos, it should be Tibbs. And if you want to stay with Thibodeau, okay. But he continues to have our voice guy Cutler go, Thibs.
It's definitely not Thibs. It's Tibbs. Can we just also be honest? I know this isn't, you know, an easy thing to say. But, I keep it honest. I'm not really, you know, hanging on to the nickname Thibs too tightly. Or Tibbs. Like, even Tibbs is not great.
It's not a bad nickname. You would never call Rosie?
Rosie's much better than Tibbs. They're not even the same ballpark. Don, you
call him Mr. Tibbs.
Yeah, that's the angle. And it's gone full circle now with the Sidney Poitier.
Can you explain to those of us younger than 70?
Because that was what heated of the night, right?
Right. And he said, they call me Mr. Tibbs.
Oh, see, I thought you were making a play on Mr. Pibb.
No.
A beverage.
Like a soda?
I know Don was downing a Mr. Pibb in his day.
I've never. No. That's disgusting.
You never had it.
It's like a Dr. Pepper, right?
Yeah, and what's disgusting about a Dr. Pepper?
I don't like Dr. Pepper.
You've never had a Dr. Pepper.
I've tasted a Dr. Pepper. It's not pleasing to my palate.
Oh, I love Dr. Pepper. Have you ever had the
Dr.
generic?
Pepper in decades.
Have you ever had the generic grocery store brand, Dr. Skipper?
No.
Real thing. I'm a Dr. Skipper guy myself as well.
Didn't he used to run ESPN?
That was different.
Oh.
He wasn't a doctor.
No. Well, some would say he was a doctor of something. Anyways, so
by the way, we got an apology on Twitter.
For what?
From the biggest Yankee fan in the Mineola. Sorry it took so long, guys. I waited on the phone for an hour and a half, and I wanted to tell them how I met them. My apologies.
No need to
apologize.
Listen, no need to apologize.
I said it was all in fun.
No. It was too long, and it grinded the show to a halt. It was not all in fun.
Yeah, I mean, you know what, Don? I forgive him. He's welcome to call back and try again. Not that story.
Love that he listens.
Love that he listens. Love him. Appreciate him dearly. It was not all in fun.
And by the way, anybody, and I mean anybody, who says that I'm a bad guy and see how I handle that call, I'm not a bad guy. A bad guy would have said this is too long and just hung up. That's what a bad guy would have done. I'm a delight.
You want to see a bad guy? Go back and watch my facial reaction the entire time.
No, but when I said it all in fun, like our reaction, we had to make up for it. But I thought you were going to disconnect him when you like said to speed it up. Which
I couldn't because he was talking about his father passing, and I couldn't. That would have been rude.
Is that the cheat code now to people calling and wanting to stay on the line longer?
If you're going to talk about death, I'm hooked in. I'm sorry.
So someone could have a total. Someone could have a total yo-yo point, but if they attach it to a death at the beginning, we're stuck.
No. It's a court. I could read through Fugazi death. But this guy was telling a very emotional story about his dad, so I wasn't going to cut him off. I mean, if I didn't have a soul, he would have been cut off like 3 minutes before the end of the phone call.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Let's talk about something positive when it comes to basketball in New York. Let's hear Jay Williams telling us about the greatness of Jim Harden.
Watch him play. If you watch him play with the way he's playing right now, he's in the best shape of his life. He can score against anybody in the world. You can't stop it. The most innovative one-on-one player in the history of the game. And I'm saying that with guys like Steph and AI involved in that conversation. Call in the show. Debate me if you want to watch the nuances of the game.
Better than Jeffrey?
That frame.
Yeah, that's a strong statement.
I mean, and Barkley played against Jeffrey. He'll have a title because of Jeffrey.
Innovative one-on-one. The way he can rake his arms into your body, gets to the free throw line at a crazy rate. He invented this sidestep, overstep, sidestep, backstep. I don't even know what the hell to call it anymore. I'm confused by it. I thought it was a walk. He's changing the rule book.
And now we don't even blink.
You don't even question it when guys do it.
Who are they? Jeffrey Jordan? Is that who? It has to be. Okay. I didn't know that Bart called Michael Jordan Jeffrey.
He calls him just Jeffrey?
Yeah.
If you think it's a reach that I call James Harden Jim, just calling Michael Jordan Jeff is phenomenal. I just call him Jeff Jordan.
But you say Jim Harden.
Right. You guys, just to be clear, I don't just call him Jim.
But I didn't know who they were talking about.
Mike McCarthy is on vacation in Florida. Some would argue, Don LaGreca might argue he should stay there. But says that he's very, very happy that Dak Prescott has finally signed his long-term deal. It's a lot easier to do cartwheels on the sand, I'll say that. He said, obviously, I was very excited.
Wait a minute. There's no way on God's green earth that Mike McCarthy could do a cartwheel. No way.
And not still be with us.
You mean still be with us?
And still be with us.
Right.
There's no way. I'm sorry. I'm a big man. I can't do a cartwheel. He's a bigger man. He cannot do a cartwheel.
By the way, bad news. I can barely do a somersault.
Like into a pool?
What?
Like into a pool?
What do you mean into a pool? You know what a somersault is?
Were you doing a somersault?
Meaning if I was standing in my living room right now and you said, do a somersault.
Right.
You know what a somersault is?
I can do a somersault.
But you said you barely, which means you can do it.
Yeah, I can do it, but it's like I have to like work myself. Do you know what a somersault is, though?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't think you do because you said into a pool.
Go ahead. Well, isn't you on your hands, right? And then you flip over.
Yeah, a somersault, it's like rolling over on your head.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, what'd you think?
I thought like a flip. That's why I was wondering what was going on.
Yeah, and I could barely dunk also. Barely. Michael, were you ever close to dunking?
I've grabbed the rim. That's about it. No. I wasted 6 feet, 4 inches of body.
Yeah, because how close are you if you just took a basketball and just on your flat
Well, he's not
feet?
Manute Bol, Don. You think you could just reach up and drop it in?
Well, how long? How high is it? Is it 9 feet?
It's 10 feet. See, this is, you know what? No, see,
he
stop.
Just disrespects everything but hockey, doesn't he?
No, this is what I don't like, okay? I admit it. Don knows more about sports in his pinky finger than I know about my entire body. And I say stupid things regularly. But Don just casually asking, how high is an NBA hoop?
I didn't know.
It should – don't you think that should be –
How could you not know?
That,
I honestly didn't know.
But I don't even know. Michael, what is the equivalent of not knowing that?
How long is a football field?
Really? Yes.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Well, there's always been talk about raising the rim because people play a ball.
Please make me not talk about it anymore. That's my punishment.
No. All I'm pointing out is – I have been hearing about Casey Stengel for 5 years. Michael, I think even you would suggest that it is more common knowledge that a basketball hoop is 10 feet high than the career arc of Casey Stengel.
I believe Stengel's a more egregious error.
Really?
Yeah. By the way, I have breaking news.
Go ahead.
Aaron Judge has hit his first home run of the spring.
Wow.
A 440-foot home run. In Clearwater against the Phillies.
Don, you want to call it for us?
No.
You already did. Don't worry. I have the call. Michael, you want to hear Don call it?
Yeah.
It sounded something like this when Judge hit it.
Thornton with the pitch. Long drive by Aaron Judge to left field. We know it's gone. Home run, Aaron Judge. Yankees take a 1-0 lead.
Oh, beautiful. We had the exact call.
Well, guys, Dick Stockton has decided to call it a career. Shout out to Queens. He grew up in Kew Gardens in the 40s and 50s. And, of course, turned into an absolutely legendary broadcaster. I'm trying to think of what I remember him most from. I mean, these days, of course, it's football.
Well, he had a great call, and he mentioned Marchand is the one who wrote the story today. He called Carlton Fisk's home run in Game 6.
Let's hear it. Let's hear that call.
There it goes, a long drive. If it stays fair, home run.
Wow.
He said that if he got that wrong, I wouldn't be sitting here talking to you right now.
That's 1975. It's so funny. He sounds like a different person. Because I really know the sort of older guy, Stockton. I got to tell you, I still love his voice. You know, the last couple of years, he really still sounded like the same guy that he's always sounded like.
You know what I found interesting in the story? It seemed like Fox didn't want him to retire. He did this because he thought it was time. Usually when you see older broadcasters, they do get pushed out. But this does not seem to be a case of that because Eric Shanks, who used to pick up Stockton in New York to drive him to games, he was like a runner and then became the president of Fox Sports, said I was crushed when he called and told me. They still wanted him to work because I tell you what, every time, like you just said, Peter, every time he did a game, it felt like it had a big feel to it.
He has that voice, man. The football games, 80s, NBA. He was play-by-play on many finals, right, guys?
Oh, yeah, all the Lakers-Celtic finals.
Like the whole 84, 85, 86, Bird, Magic, that's the voice of Dick Stockton. He was really, really awesome. Guys, Matt Harvey's back in Major League Baseball.
And better than ever.
That has not been said, not in the articles I've read. But $1 million. 1 week before the season starts, he gets a deal with the Orioles. He's 31 years old, and he'll have the opportunity to earn some bonuses. Of course, he now maxes out at around 95 miles an hour, but he has talked about how he's had to change up his style and become a finesse guy because it is not the same kind of heat. But I'm happy to see the guy get another opportunity. It would be cool. It would be a cool story if he somehow pulled something together. And obviously, he doesn't have a great team to do it with. And, Michael, you made the point earlier that if he makes mistakes with location, he could be watching – he could be breaking his neck quite a bit watching home runs hit the warehouse in Baltimore. But happy to see him get a shot.
I will tell you this. You might wonder, well, the Orioles are probably going to lose 110 games or 100 games. Why would they sign a veteran pitcher? It's a smart move.
Cost nothing.
Sign for $1 million. Let's say he does well. Boom, you got a trade chip to get young players back.
That's it.
It's a really smart play. Because they have nothing to lose if he's bad. It's $1 million.
Okay, so question. He comes out this year. He's good.
Right.
Wins a bunch of games. Solid numbers up and down. Not an absolute stud, but a clearly useful contributor still.
Right.
He's 31 years old. He's coming off of the last few years that he's come off of. What's the ceiling for him at that point if he was able to do that?
You mean in terms of what he could earn in the future?
Yeah, and like how long? Like could he, at 31, could he still go get a 3-year deal somewhere where someone gives him a shot for some real money?
I doubt it. I mean, he might be able to get more per year, maybe sign 1-year deal with an option. But because of his injury history and, the way, some off-the-field questions, missing a playoff workout and stuff like that, I think they'll take it year to year. So let's say he can put together a 12-10 season, pitch 180 innings, and get $10 million for a year.
Yeah.
But I don't think the big money, I don't think that's within his grasp anymore.
Well,
$10 million is pretty nice.
A listener just wrote and said, I'm a little concerned about Bear. Not my business, but I've had dogs. Yesterday he was looking up at you, wishing you were holding him. Today, he's a little frothy at the mouth.
Yeah, he doesn't seem happy. I don't know why you're holding him. He seems uncomfortable.
No, he's because he's ready to go outside, and he's going crazy and bothering me. So what I have to do is just hold him here until I get to this break, and then I'll take him out. But he's doing fine. Don't worry. He's not frothing at the mouth. He's just licking and bothering me to tell me he wants to go. All right, guys, you ready for a little drop madness action?
Been a lot of chalk in this tournament.
Yeah, but we got a couple of good ones.
Yeah, we got a couple of doozies today. Drop Madness on the Michael K. Show, brought to you by Wendy's, where quality is our recipe. Wendy's, we got you. All right, guys, let's get things started. We will start in, you want to start in the Michael K. region? Why not? We'll do that. In the Michael K. region, the number two seed.
But I'm a bad teammate. Both of you take a walk. We'll be back. No music out.
The 68-32 winner over the number seven seed.
Please stay safe, everybody. Stay indoors. Be very wash handy.
I'm going to miss
you. There you go. So chalk there, the two seed advances. Let's go to the 15 seed in the Don region. Guys, this was the closest matchup thus far. 50.8 to 49.2.
Wow.
The winner, the 15 seed.
God, I had a soft salami over at Katz. To die for.
And guess who it knocks off?
Who are you taking out?
Well, apparently you.
You?
Yeah.
So soft salami essentially is Oral Roberts.
That's right, Oral Bobby.
So many lines that I'm choosing not to go to because I like the job.
Guys, we have an even closer matchup.
Wait, closer than that?
Yeah.
Closer in the nether region. The two seed Griffin.
Let your wings fly. Let you fly.
50.3 to 49.7 for Harry.
Because Michael gets on me, thinks I'm too old to shovel.
You are.
It's sad to see that go. And see, I don't know how you were able to break it down so well. I have it at 50-50.
Nope. It ends up being 50.3 to 49.7.
But the blue goes to the two.
And in the final region, the Peter region, the two seed, Tom Thibodeau, a 65-35 winner over the seven seed.
According to Adam Schefter, that is.
Schefter?
That will do it for Drop Madness today, all brought to you by Wendy's, and that will also do it for ENN on this Thursday, March 25th.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.